So in some cases, the solution may be AI, it may be some other form of technology, but in some other cases, it may be no technology at all. Hi, my name is Aidan Xu. I am the judge in charge of transformation and innovation in the Singapore judiciary. So my task is ensuring that our court system functions as efficiently and effectively as possible, while also ensuring that we have open access to justice for all our citizens and other residents in Singapore. Our approach is to really make sure we understand what the problem is and then think of the appropriate solution. So in some cases, the solution may be AI, it may be some other form of technology, but in some other cases, it may be no technology at all. So my role is really to give guidance and to see how we can implement some of the technical solutions and to make sure that we bring a non-techie perspective sometimes so that we don't always bring technology to bear on a problem that doesn't quite need technology. Sometimes the answer for us might actually be to relook some of our legal rules, our procedural requirements, sometimes even our business processes, and to see whether we can solve the problem by amending these things rather than trying to deploy technology. For judges, there's been a lot of curiosity and I think enthusiasm. We can see the potential for it helping us with our work. As you may know, judges have to deal with a lot of reading material. AI, I think, will help us significantly in terms of allowing us to have a summary or outline of what's in the materials, allowing us to have quick answers to specific questions or queries when we want to clarify something about the material. For instance, one of the things we found, and increasingly you see this, they will actually provide us with the references, and that allows us an immediate check for some of the summarization. So we are very happy with that. And with that facility, I think we are able to trust the AI systems a lot more. So we hope to see that continue with greater accuracy. So what we hope will benefit the average user will be an accurate summarization of the materials that might be put in by the other side, so they understand the other person's materials and case. Because right now, a lot of things might be put in, WhatsApp messages, photographs, volumes of documents sometimes, and it can be a huge challenge for a person to understand all of these materials when it's put in by the other side. But what we hope to do with the summarization is that it basically will capture an overview of everything that's put in by the other side. So with this, we hope that it will enable them to understand the case, and then it will help to narrow down the issues between the two sides. So when they go before the tribunal magistrate, the arguments and the points they want to make are much more focused, and therefore the proceedings will be more efficiently carried out. So I think we're very far away from seeing AI judges or even AI lawyers. I think the human element will be an important part of the role of a judge in deciding cases, in deciding who to believe, in deciding what outcome should follow. Again, as AI develops its capabilities, as information is more readily retrieved, as AI is able to apply legal knowledge and thinking to different situations, it might be that people have less need of lawyers and more of problem solvers who know some law. So again, in the commercial setting, it might be more important to have someone there who can provide general advice to a business owner about the disputes and challenges he has, the commercial activities he's involved in, and to supplement that with specialist legal knowledge as required, derived from the AI.